Everything else except us go to Nabalos, know him, love him, and serve him. To the creatures of God, put him all on it. And one thing I want to make clear, when we give these spiritual exercises, it is, we do not exist for this world. We exist for a world that will never end. But, let's be honest, no one will reach that eternal destiny unless and only insofar as he uses everything in this world according to the will of God. We ask ourselves, what are these other things on the face of the earth that are the condition for our reaching our heavenly destiny? He already in one solely declarative sentence, everything in any way ended on touches our lives. Every person, every place, everything, every pleasure, every pain, every circumstance in our lives, every thought we think, every desire we have, everything is meant to be a means of reaching our heavenly destiny. Now, 52 years in the priesthood, in my first retreat, my first year in the priesthood, much I've learned, and I know all the persons whom I've spoken. Thus, you to seek God's will in everything that, as we casually and paganly say, happens in our lives. Nothing, comma, nothing, once more, nothing ever happens in our lives. Every thought we have, every sound we hear, every sight we see, all intended by God to be so many graces leading us to our heavenly destiny. When we give this retreat, let's make sure we know that not all graces are pleasant. There are painful graces. There are difficult graces. The grace that we would, humanly speaking, want to avoid at any cost. I like the term the same nation uses. Ignatius is careful not to use terms like was created, either for us or for the world in which we live. He prefers the expression is created or are created. He brings out the fact that God is constantly exercising his almighty loving power. Everything, every event in our lives. The next sentence I will say, everything is meant to be a means of enabling us to reach our heavenly destiny. The verb to happen is a pagan word. Nothing. What is nothing ever happens in our lives. With God, there is no such thing as fortune or misfortune. having as part of his all-wise and loving plan for our salvation. Now our quotation City Nation before we finish this part of the retreat. There are few people who realize that God would make, what God would make of them, why they abandon themselves entirely to his hands, allow themselves to be governed completely, entirely by his grace. I continue quoting St. Ignatius. Happy are those who prepare themselves in this life to be judged and saved by God's divine majesty. For his love and respect I ask that without delay you most earnestly conform your consciences, shall I change the verb, reform your consciences, till the day of our final and awesome destiny, our souls will see the face of God. Nothing is right or happens. Nothing. The word is nothing. The word chance, again, is a pagan word. Every pain, every joy, every satisfaction is a grace from God. Now the big question. How are to use these creatures that God puts into our lives? Now, do these creatures discriminately and dispassionately? What do I mean? In the words of St. Ignatius, we are to use creatures insofar as they help us attain our eternal destiny. And the next one is a harder one. How to get rid of those. All those creatures in our lives that our conscience tells us are hindrances on our road to salvation. Oh, how we need to hear this. There are so many creatures in our lives that are pleasant, delightful. That is not the norm we are to follow. We must discriminate and choose among the creatures that God put in our lives which ones lead us to our heavenly destiny. In general, we can distinguish four kinds of creatures in our lives. There are those that God wants us to enjoy. Others God wants us to endure. Are you serious? Yes. God puts pain into our lives as a condition of reaching heaven. Still others, God wants us to remove from our lives. Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning. Find out what creatures in my life does God want me to remove. In God's name, remove them. There are creatures that God wants to sacrifice. Not a Sunday morning sermon. It's a retreat. What's it mean to sacrifice? It means that I must discriminate. Classify every wish, the creature my love, into four categories and ask myself, what persons, places, and things does God want me to enjoy? Say, what persons, places, and things does God want me to suffer or endure? Look how important that statement is. What person, place, or things does God want me to remove from my life because they lead me into sin? I'll be as crude, as bold as I can be during this retreat. There are persons, places, and things God wants us to remove from our lives. Finally, what person, place, or things in my life are not beside the occasions of sin that God invites me, whatever, and invites me to surrender them? That's what it is all about. Not because I have to, under penalty of sin, cause a want to sacrifice our love for God, our natural like. But my faith tells me, cause me to give it up. Dispassionately, knowing human nature, seeing nature as human, and not spontaneously drawn, repeat, and not spontaneously, naturally drawn, but pleasing to God. Are we naturally, spontaneously repelled? What is pleasing to God? This needs to be repeated. Fallen human nature, stained by sin and weakened by concupiscence, he applies all of us to what we want. And not, what a safe statement, what we need. That is why we must make ourselves indifferent by boarding city nations, make ourselves indifferent to all created things, as far as we can allow free choice. Allowed, not on any prohibition. We must read what this means. We constantly hear it, not prefer health to sickness. should not prefer. Wealth or riches to poverty. We should not prefer. Nor faith. Honor to dishonor. Or for a long life to a short life. All of us naturally, spontaneously, want to live a long life. Want to be honorable. Want to be healthy. But God is running our lives. And the same holds everything in our lives. This, we may say, is the bedrock, the foundation of our struggle through life, yours and mine. What is Ignatius? Make ourselves indifferent to all created things according to the will of God. What a strange word. Indifferent. How can people be all nasty prefer to be healthy? All nasty prefer to be wealthy? Not prefer to be loved. How we dread dishonor. Worse still, hatred. Let's be obvious. Pleasant things remain pleasant. Painful things are painful. But the secret of our lives here on earth and the main purpose of our retreat is to train our wheels. Oh, dear God, this needs to be said. Train our wheels to master, to control our desires. What is pleasant? Our fears or what is painful. In other words, not to go after something just because it is pleasant. Not to run away from something just because it is painful. Needs to say, to want, desire, what is painful is not natural. To give up, to sacrifice, what is pleasant is not natural. That is why we need the grace of God. For the years of my priesthood, for my Jesuit, the theology of over 30 years, I share with you, grace is that which God gives us to choose what is painful. Lord God wants you to choose it. Not to run away from what is pleasant. What is pleasant we naturally like. What is painful we naturally dislike. Our one desire and choice should be what is more conducive to the end or goal for which we were created. The opening comments of our retreat. We all have Krishna in our lives. You marry men and your wives and children. We have friends. We have enemies. Things we like. Things we dread. One of the secrets of sanctity is to choose not what we like. Run away from what we don't like. The secret of sanctity is to choose what God wants me to choose. And avoid and remove from my life what may be very common, very wonderful, very pleasant. But God wants me to remove myself from that creature. Shall I say it? She may be a very pleasant person, but she's not my wife. With the grace of God, but only with God's grace, we can gradually master our desires. That is the whole purpose of this retreat. Know what desires are conformed to the will of God, which desires are contrary to God's will. And with His grace, or with the grace of God, remove from my life maybe very, very pleasant. Is contrary to the will of God, and to choose the only comfort of our retreat, to choose what humanly speaking is the last thing I would want. Why? Because God wants me to. That is the purpose of the retreat. What does God want me to choose? What does God want me to remove from my life? This will be very costly. I mean, want me to remove from my life things that I love, that I like. I mean, want me to embrace. Oh no! Yes. Embrace the last thing I would want to accept in my life. That's why we pray. Two words always go together. Pray and grace. I begin this retreat, let me be clear. You're all human beings. We all have desires. We have fears. We make the retreat is to find out first in our minds, what does God want me to desire? What does God need to remove from my life? Whatever else I can share with you during these days of retreat, in God's name, be honest with God. and the secret. I preached for 52 years. Ladies, I can't believe it. For 64 years, how much I learned. Only the grace of God we obtained only through prayer. Whatever else you learn from this retreat, in God's name, become men who pray. 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 Without prayer, you cannot obtain the grace you need. The grace of the mind to know, what does God want me to choose? Praise the will to choose it. With God's grace, or with His grace, which is obtainable only through prayer, and gradually master our desires. This will enable us to choose what is more certain, more effective, leading to our eternal life. Let me be as pure as I can. That word more is not casual. Our disposition should be to do more than we are obliged to do under pain of sin. Otherwise, you should not be making this retreat. Now, two quotations in St. Ignatius. Says St. Ignatius, I love a person this life only as much as it helps me to the service and glory of God. Oh, dear Lord, what characters God can put into my life. You married them. Love your wife year after year, month after month, day after day. What a safe statement is not easy. The God puts in our lives can be very painful. The only question we should ask ourselves is not whether I like it or not. The only question is God's will that I embrace that creature? Another quotation, St. Ignatius. Sees the presence of God in everything. In conversation with others. Further in your feet, I ask you to examine your consciences. How much time do I spend every day in talking? Talking about what? In walking, in looking. Oh, dear God, must all guide and govern our eyes. In tasting, your natural life. What else? Pleasant food. made not for earth, made for heaven. He's going to master our tastes, while we endanger our salvation. God, to see the presence of God in our hearing. What a difference, what a world of difference between hearing something and listening to it. In God's name, whatever decision you make during this retreat, decide not to listen to everything you hear. In understanding. Oh, many thousands shall see the word. Millions of hours. Americans waste in reading useless, dangerous reading. The opening exercise of this retreat, in God's name, examine your consciences during these days of the retreat to make sure everything you do, everything you see, everything you hear, are doing the will of God. Because there is only one destiny you all hope to achieve, and that is heaven. My friends, heaven is not easy to reach. Heaven is difficult. Heaven is demanding. Heaven is hard on human nature. Lord Jesus, we beg you, give us the grace to see in everything we do your will, and never, dear Lord, never to choose anything is called to your divine will, because if, and only if, you always do your will here on earth, only then are we sure of reaching that heaven for which we were made. The longest life on earth, only a mere fraction of eternity. Lord Jesus, am I to mind during this retreat to see what you want us to have? You want us to enjoy what you want us to endure, then conform our wills, your divine will. Be called, dear Lord, not made for this life, made for the life will never end. But, in the closing sentence, there is a heaven and a hell. Lord, protect us from hell, from the grace always to what pleases you, may reach heaven with you all eternity. Amen. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Jesus. Yeah.